This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, and joined in the studio today by Dr. Kevin Carman, Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno. Kevin, welcome as always.
Wonderful to be here, David.
And Kevin, you've brought a guest in the studio today, Dr. Victoria Follette, Foundation Professor of Psychology and the Chair of the University's Department of Psychology. Welcome to you.
Great to be here.
Kevin, go ahead. Why don't we start with you to introduce Dr. Follette a little bit in terms of your work with her and her presence here on campus.
Well, I've had the privilege of getting to know Victoria over the last the brief time I've been here, a little less than 2 years. But first of all, she's a truly distinguished scholar. She's a wonderful leader, leading the psychology department, which many people may not know is really one of the more largest departments on campus in terms of undergraduate majors, has the largest PhD major at the university, has some a wonderful faculty that conduct research at the highest level, and also teach a lot of students who are not their majors. Psychology is a tremendous asset to the university, and Victoria is a wonderful leader of that program, while at the same time being a great researcher, scholar, psychologist, and mentor of students. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about that today.
So one of the things I want to acknowledge is that I came from a small community, kind of blue collar, and it wasn't the expectation necessarily I'd go to university. And I remember teachers who changed my life and made it possible to even think about going to university. And then I've raised a daughter who went to UNR and graduated with great thanks to the College of Business. And so I know firsthand the experiences she's had, including I can remember her first grade teacher at Roy Gum, Mrs. Zunini, who set her up to be a good student. For me, it's a real privilege to get to teach on campus. It's that place where you get to make a difference and be in direct contact with students. And this semester, I kind of ran the gamut of teaching a course for incoming freshmen and then teaching what we call a capstone course, which is a culmination of study that is mostly graduating seniors.
Kevin, what's a capstone? How does a capstone course fit into the whole academic world here?
Well, a capstone is required of all of our majors at UNR within the various disciplines, and it's the intent of the capstone is, as the name implies, is to really cap off and provide a unique learning experience that brings together all of what you've learned during your time at the university. Victoria is actually on point with this, and I think she can give us a perspective of how this actually works in her capstone course.
Yeah. This semester, we are in Nevada, and I hit the jackpot because I was teaching one of my favorite classes, and I had an amazing group of students who changed me as much as I changed them. My specialty area is trauma and interpersonal trauma. And so in my capstone, we wove together reading about the science of psychology in capstone in relation to trauma. We had empirical papers that they had to read, and they had to write every week and do oral presentations. So there was all kinds of opportunity for them to express themselves and finish kind of the college experience in many ways.
When you say you had an amazing group of students, was it because of what you got out of that, or was there a particular chemistry or mix with this topic?
I think it was some of both. So I love this topic. I fell into it sort of by accident because my mentor was researching in this area, and it turned out to be my life calling. And a lot of what we do is focus on helping people who've been through a range of traumas, and in a course of a lifetime, that's a lot of experiences that many people will have. So natural disasters, serious accidents, issues around child abuse, dating violence, combat trauma. So there's so many opportunities where people are exposed. And what we did is they read some foundational material that talks about the science of trauma research, because many times students think psychology is kind of armchair philosophizing, and that's important, but it's also important that we collect the data to test our hypotheses. So they read the hard stuff, but then they also read literature, saw films, And every week they responded to me with these short commentaries. And what happened in this year's group that was just a little bit magic was I'm the only person who reads these commentaries, and I make that very clear to the students. I don't have a teaching assistant. This is a communication between the two of us. People wrote very high-level intellectual discussions of very difficult material, and many people wrote how particular topics impacted them. And it was really fit the course. And what I was also teaching about is treatment, and not just treatment, but how we behave in the world as people. So talking about mindfulness and compassion. And they told stories that made me want to reach out and hug all of them.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik with guests Kevin Carman, Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, and Victoria Follett, Foundation Professor of Psychology and Chair of the University's Department of Psychology. Kevin, the passion that Victoria just shared, what does that mean to you as a leader on campus?
Well, it just makes me very proud that we have faculty like Victoria that are providing that type of truly meaningful educational opportunity for students. And she had a unique semester from beginning to end because she started the semester working with, if you want, this raw clay that comes in every year, these freshmen that that we bring into our university. And then she saw them at the end of that process and saw students at the beginning of the process. And I wonder if, Victoria, if you could reflect on that comparison perspective that you have of working through students in the your version of Nevada Fit, this academic freshman orientation program.
Yeah, that was amazing, too. Basically, what we did was a week-long experience where it was preparation for what it is to be a student on this campus. And I think all students need that, whether you struggled in high school or even if you were a superstar in high school, because some students who did really well weren't challenged enough, and now they're going to be challenged. And so we did a range of lectures. My best teachers taught them psychology to give them a sense, and they took tests. They had to do a lab experiment and write a paper. And we did a lot of team building and support because students were going through a lot, being away from home for the first time for the majority of them. And one of the things that was really great was I got to work with a person from the community, Dr. Hinnitz, who co-led the group with me in really developing that experience of support, how to win, how to just have compassion for yourself. And that group, in 1 week, we bonded in a way that was really surprising to me. And let me give a shout out to Maggie Russell, our amazing librarian, who helped a lot with the process. They needed to learn how the system works.
And this, again, was the week-long kind of the boot camp Nevada Fit, or in your case, Psych Fit, I believe you referred to it as. You mentioned mindfulness. You've mentioned trauma. There's stress, anxiety, various things, especially this time of year. Give our listener a sense of what mindfulness might mean, especially in a busy holiday season.
Well, so part of my work involves mindfulness and also compassion work as not only a way of dealing with trauma, but a way of being in the world. It's not just limited to a small group of people. And what we're finding is that when you're overwhelmed, it's so hard to remain present, to notice the people around you and what's going on for them. And just the smallest things that can make a difference. You would be surprised about how just thanking someone and really expressing it in a connected kind of way can make someone's day. So part of what I'm doing is we're researching this topic. I'm really lucky that my research and teaching are totally interwoven. And one of the things we're going to be doing is a compassion project on campus that's going to be directed at helping students to be more compassionate of themselves, because students can be very judgmental about, oh, I should have done better, or I should have done this. And also how making small changes can make a difference in the campus community.
Let me ask you, for potential students, studying the field of psychology, what does that prepare them for? What fields? What career direction? Is it primarily clinical and healthcare, mental health work, or are there a lot of other applications?
There are so many applications. So one of the things is we have a cognitive brain science group, so many students will go in that direction and actually prepares them for careers in medicine, biochemistry, working in the pharmaceutical industry. We have behavior analysts who do a lot of applied work with severely disabled individuals, clinical psychologists. But you know what else? Psychology as an undergraduate major prepares you for life in the work world. So many of our students go on to human resources or general kinds of jobs that having that basic background of critical thinking and interpersonal skills won't necessarily lead to a direct application of their degree, but it set them up to have the background they need.
Any jobs that involve people, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Which limits just a few opportunities.
Yeah.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, and Kevin Carman is our guest today, Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, along with Victoria Follett, Foundation Professor of Psychology, Chair of the University's Department of Psychology. Kevin, a few closing thoughts as we start to wrap up here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have Victoria here because she is a wonderful example of the outstanding faculty that we do have on this campus. And we heard a little bit about what she does. We didn't hear about her work with graduate students, and she is just a wonderful mentor with graduate students. And I know that this is also a passion of hers. She is a clinical psychologist who actually works with patients and has that aspect of her profession. Again, we talked a little bit about her research. We didn't talk about the interdisciplinary programs that her department plays a leadership role in neurosciences. We partner with the College of Science, both undergraduate and a brand new PhD program that will be kicking off. Perhaps didn't emphasize enough that she is not only a professor, but she's a foundation professor, which is places her among the most distinguished of our faculty on the campus. So it's just wonderful to be able to have Victoria and visit with her and give us a little taste of all of the amazing things that she's involved with to allow our students to be the very best they can possibly be.
Kevin, could you speak to just what a foundation professor actually, what that means?
Victoria, would you describe what it means to you and how you were nominated and what that process is?
Well, my dean of the college, Heather Hardy, nominated me, and I was astounded because this is a huge distinguished award on this campus. And in my case, I think it was a combination of a strong research record, which I could have never done without my graduate students, a strong teaching record, and a lot of service to the community. And it really mattered to be evaluated by your peers and also your administrative faculty that your work has been noticed on this campus.
And not only on this campus, it's been noticed nationally and internationally, so that the faculty who receive this recognition aren't just good teachers. As Victoria alluded to, they really bring the full package. They're outstanding educators, they're outstanding researchers, they're engaged with the community and the campus outside of the classroom and outside of the laboratory. The title is something that the foundation faculty keep for the rest of their career, so it is a distinction that stays with them for the rest of their career, and appropriately so.
All right. Well, very good. This is Beyond the Headlines. We've had Kevin Carman, Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, joining us for this segment. Kevin, always nice to have you here.
Wonderful to be here. Happy holidays to you, David, and to all of your listeners.
And Dr. Victoria Follett, Foundation Professor of Psychology and the Chair of the University's Department of Psychology, joining us for a delightful conversation as well. Thank you so much. And again, welcome to KUNR. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And again, this is KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I'm David Stipik.